All right, it is that time once again, Monday, May 23rd, and this is my best bet of the day here at Odd Shopper. I am Ben Raza, bringing you my favorite pick from across the sports world on this Monday. Last night, we got it done in the NBA. We're going to try to carry that momentum in what should be a pretty interesting week with the playoffs rolling around. We've got MLB, we've got some soccer, there'll be lacrosse maybe later in the week. We're going to go all sorts of places, so I'm going to tell you my favorite pick and also the easy way to make some extra money to your bankroll. If you're hopping in for the first time, checking out the channel, you want to support us, hit the like button, subscribe. We've got plenty of content here across all our videos, teaching you guys some of the methods to make some money and giving us our favorite picks each and every day. Okay, now, scan the board. Looked at the NBA, looked at the Celtics, couldn't get there. Where did I go? Back to the ice, to the Panthers, to the Lightning. We've been here before. I want to say we'll be here again, but that might not be true because the Lightning are up 3-0. They're at home. They're favorite. This might end tonight. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to take the Panthers. I could not do it, but I did go to over 6 goals in this game. Going to break it down here. First off, it's regressed a little, and we are laying a little more juice. It's been at 6.5 the entire series, but it's gone under in all three. They've moved it down. Now, if you wait and it goes to 6.5, you will get plus money there, but I'm very comfortable just taking the 6. 3-3, you know, we're going to be automatically win. If it's 4-2, we'll push. That is a nice little comfort zone. And let's look at the numbers. So the Panthers have been absolutely awful. There is nothing I can really spin, even though I'm about to try, how they're down 3-0 in a series that I honestly thought that they would win. It's not a volume issue. So in the three games, they've put up 34, 35, and 36 shots against Vasilevskiy, and he has stopped all but one in each game. The Panthers only have 3 goals in 3 games. A slight silver lining. They finally scored on the power play. They were 0 of 25, I believe, before that. It was an absurd number. They had not scored in the entire playoffs on the power play. They did get one. It didn't do much because they still lost by 4 goals yesterday. They're on a back-to-back in the playoffs here. But when we look at the Panthers on the season, again, the President's Cup winner, they've been so strong 5-on-5. The power play should be better. This is a prolific offense. And with that volume, even though it's been bad, even though I don't see any way, of course, that they win 4 straight, I do think that they can put up goals in bunches and that they are not destined to just hang a goal in this 4th game. On the other side, I don't really need to spend a ton of time on the Lightning. They're the 2-time Stanley Cup defending champs. They know what they're doing. They have playmakers all over the point. Even without Point, Kucherov has been unbelievable. Stamkos, they just have playmakers. They score. I don't worry about them doing their part in this game. It's really, will the Panthers respond or will they fold? I do think they respond. I do think they make it competitive. But even if they don't, as long as they can give us a couple goals, that might be enough. We even saw in the game yesterday, it was 3-1 late, double empty netters. And in a game 4 must win, do or die, the Panthers are going to be pulling the goalie, you know, again, for probably multiple chances at the end. So if we can even keep it in range, if that's the trajectory it takes, I'm still pretty comfortable leaning and going that direction. But when I look at this, the thing that really caught me here was the Panthers have been actually putting a lot of pucks on net. They just haven't gone in, and I do think they have a chance to change that tonight. Now, when I look at the line, it's minus 120. It's minus 120 everywhere. I'm completely fine with that. It's a little worse on Penny, which is good. We're getting some value in that, but everyone is in range, so I don't have to worry about that. This is the best line at BetMGM. And again, I know I alluded early in the video, if you want that free money, if you want to say, hey, I need the $200 free, there's no reason not to take the easy ones. Grinding and betting is hard enough. All you have to do, if you're a new user, it's on the screen. Sign up, deposit. You bet $10. You're going to get $200 if either team hits a 3-pointer in the NBA. We know that's going to happen. That's an easy way of saying you're just going to get $200 free to the bankroll. You can sign up using the link in the description of this video or the promo code BENSBET right on the screen there. There's no reason not to take advantage of that. Then you can use the money for whatever you want. I hope you'll put some of it towards some of these future hockey bets, including the one tonight. So there you have it. Panthers Lightning over 6 for me, for everyone here at Odd Shopper. Good luck. Enjoy the games tonight and make sure to take advantage of that no-brainer offer from BetMGM. I'll be back tomorrow with another pick, hoping to keep a streak going. I'll see you guys then.